Neil, two early tries in the second half and difficult after that.
Yeah, definitely. When you're coming up against a team that's completing as high as they did and kick the ball as well as they did. And then on the back of that, you know, with some sloppy schoolboy errors and some soft penalties that we give, you're gonna make it difficult for yourselves. And we found ourselves, whilst we worked hard and turned up for one another, and just the quality in certain aspects of our game let us down.
Yeah, you're heading obviously into the qualifiers, one game remaining in this part of the season. How much of a concern is it that you're not winning games?
Yeah, you know, we're not brush away from that, but you know, we've got to make sure that the guys are not stripped from all the confidence as well, and we've got to keep trying to look at the good stuff that we're doing and keep working hard as staff and as players to be the best we can be every day we get to training, and that will obviously take them to the field. So we come up against a team today that was, you know, an animal that was looking for Super League. We built the game up ourselves for different reasons, for Mickey Hines 500th, and we had our own objectives why we wanted to get through it today. But again, ultimately, if you drop as much ball as we did and you give as many penalties away and don't kick the ball as well as we should do, then you're going to put yourselves under pressure, and that's what we did.
Well, Mickey Hines, of course, deserves congratulations for his 500th appearance. Gareth Ott back as well. That can only be a help, can't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I thought Gareth's second stint was far better than his first. It was just his lungs would have been on fire in that first stint. And obviously, Mickey's 500, it's an unbelievable achievement. So something that him and his family will look back on. And I wanted to make sure we could try and get that result for Mickey as well today. And I thought the players tried that, but ultimately the quality let us down.
Just a final question on the qualifiers. Because you've been in that section before, I mean, you know what's coming, don't you, obviously?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, we know the venues that we go into and the people we're coming up against, and we probably have a bit more knowledge about some of the individuals that we come up against. And because obviously it's been our bread and butter for the last, you know, 8 or 9 years, so it's a tough comp, and we're not taking anything for granted. We've got to be better than we was today, otherwise we will get turned over off some championship team as well. So there's some good players in there, you know, some good coaches, and we're in for a big battle, and it's obviously going to be a tough one now. So, but again, there's three other Super League teams in there as well. Warrington's obviously going to be in there as well, so we're not on our own. It's every man for himself, and we've got to make sure we put our best foot forward and give, you know, 7 games where, you know, for 80 minutes we're a lot less faultless, I suppose, than we was tonight.